Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscope. Aries.
You're going to see past relationships in a different light, and this is going to redefine who you are and what you need in a relationship.
Taurus.
Everything in your life is going as planned, and you're starting to feel a little idle. If you feel uneasy about this, think about taking up a new hobby, or maybe a new interest, or maybe travel plans.
Gemini.
It's time for you to hop back into the social scene. You need your friends to get you over the little hump when you'll be free and ready to live your best life.
Cancer.
Mercury is in your eighth house. That means transformation, hinting that you'll be and can be a little bit more introspective than usual. This can serve you well because not only will you learn a lot about yourself, but you're going to learn about other people as well.
Leo.
You got a busy day ahead of you, but make sure you have some time to take for yourself.
Virgo.
Your self-confidence is something that you've never had an issue with, but today it might be troubling for you.
Libra.
Instead of focusing on work, allow Mercury that's in your fifth house of self-expression to do its magic and let you have fun.
Scorpio.
There is a lot to focus on in your messy life, but because the Moon and Mars have a line in your fourth house, that means of home, there might be one less thing for you to worry about.
Sagittarius.
You have a lot going on in your mind, and it's a good time to share it.
Capricorn.
Try and plan an exciting outing with a small group of friends to clear your mind and have some fun in a new environment.
Aquarius.
Fireworks may appear in your closest relationship, and you should take full advantage of this.
Pisces.
You've been in some kind of funk lately, and you're unable to see what others see in you. So, your first thing to do is to shake this off, shake off the negativity, regain your confidence, and move forward.
Shake it up. Maybe throw in a little Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy horoscopes to you. Those are Thursday morning's looks. If you want to look up into the stars again, you don't have to look that far. Just go look at the website, chum1045.com. Hit Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
Chum Mornings with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
Chum 1045.
This is always a special morning for us when we're at these homes, and this one does not disappoint because we get to wake up in like the lap of luxury.
This is where you want to wake up, for sure.
For sure. This is where you want to wake up. The weird thing about it is we're literally waking up in someone who's listening to the show right now, their house.
Yeah, their fireplace.
We're in your house. Marilyn, we haven't really toured the house yet.
Yes.
But I'm told that the primary bedroom and the ensuite are something out of a storybook.
Oh, I looked.
You
I
saw
went
already?
Up there.
Okay,
out of Azalea's storybook.
That shower upstairs is amazing.
Okay.
It's a full walk-in. There's also a tub in the shower.
Okay.
A tub in the shower?
Oh, wait, a tub in the shower?
That's extra clean. That's kind of over the top, and I like that.
Yeah. It's all about the little extras and things like that. So at some point, we will take some video, and we will post it to Insta at Chum1045.
Okay.
And we'll also do a little tour sometime on Insta Live.
Oh,
but yeah,
beautiful.
This is what it is. This is the place that you're going to win.
Yep. This is your home, and we will vacate the premises once your name is announced.
Yeah, we'll make sure we'll take all of
but
our
But we
got to
get some tickets, right? We got to get some tickets. How do we do that?
Yeah, we sure do. All you have to do is go to PrincessMargaretLotto.com, buy a ticket so you can be in to win this beautiful home and some also to be big prizes. And by the way, midnight tomorrow is the deadline for the $1.6 million bonus prize.
Okay. So, this is a great day to be at that house. It's like we've turned the page weather-wise, it feels like, and you're in your mansion. See how life can change in an instant?
I like that. Those are great changes. All right, back in minutes. Happy Thursday to everybody. When we come back, we'll talk about what's trending on Chum 104.5 on Princess Margaret Cancer Center Day.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
All right, so I know that we don't play any Tupac on this station, but I think everyone could relate to a story about mom. And we also love a good celebrity documentary around here. So Tupac's new docuseries called Dear Mama is giving us a deeper, never-before-seen look at him and his mom, Afeni Shakur, and the trailer dropped yesterday.
My mother taught me to analyze society and not be quiet. If there's something in my mind, speak it. Because... Okay, I gotta go to the beginning. My mother was a Black Panther, and she was really involved in the movement. We never spent time together because she was always speaking and going to colleges and everything. And then after that was over, it was more time spent with me, and we were both just like, you're my mother, and she was like, you're my son, and what do we do?
I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man.
I wanted him to have a place where he found beauty, integrity, and strength within himself.
And there's no way I could pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
So this interview in the documentary that they're covering is from Tupac when he was 17 years old. So that's his voice there that you're hearing. For those who aren't familiar, he died in 1996. He was 25 years old. And this kind of chronicles their complicated relationship that then turned into a more supportive and understanding one. And even in that clip and in the song, we know that he cherished the time that they had together and all the lessons that she taught him. But eventually, because she wasn't always there for him because of her activism, and then eventually because of her drug addiction, which strained the relationship even further. But the description of it actually says that this defies the conventions of traditional documentary storytelling to share an illuminating saga of mother and son. So their story chronicles the possibilities and contradictions of the U.S. from a time of revolutionary to hip-hop culture's, a very important decade that happened.
This actually premiered at TIFF.
Oh, did you see
Yeah,
it?
I saw, I think I saw a couple clips of it, and I did an interview with some of the people that produced it. Great story. And you know what, Tupac and his mother Afeni, one of like the most celebrated mother-son duos in music, what I mean? Like, that's a very, very special bond between those two.
And it's interesting that even after more than 20 years after his death, we're still finding even more stories to tell from his life. So I thought that this was a really cool little docuseries, and I'm always open. I mean, after watching Elvis, I'm like, show me anything.
Yes. Yeah. The docuseries are always so popular now. That's like the thing to do now.
And you learn more about the person, right? Because I'm not familiar with Tupac. I know who he is, but I don't know much about his background. So that's really interesting, just what you just said.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll take you to the island that he's hiding out on.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, his mom is there too.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take you both.
There's always that with celebrities, too, isn't there? One island that houses everybody.
Elvis has a house there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So for anyone who wants to watch this docuseries, it comes out on April 21st. I think it is FX or Hulu, but that's what's trending.
Jam Mornings.
Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
And there you two are, Azalea and Jamar, sitting in what room?
What would you call this room, Azalea? I'd call
you
this...
I would say it's a sitting room.
A sitting room.
Because it's not necessarily the living room. This is not the living room. It's the room right when you walk in, right beside the entryway.
Yeah.
Right in front of the wine room. Beside a fireplace.
Right.
We are sitting at a round table.
Yeah.
It's a double-sided fireplace, too. So if you want to sit on this side or that side of the fireplace, it's your choice.
Yeah.
And then, as she did say, there is a wine room where, why drink wine in the house? Drink the wine in the wine room.
So, right. So when I greet you at the front door, if I'm the owner of this home eventually, right?
Yeah.
That's your holding room. Miss Dennis will be with you in just a minute.
Right. This is where,
please
this
help yourself to a glass of wine. Right. Now, there is in this beautiful home at King City a 3-car tandem garage.
That's nice.
So what does that mean to you, Jamar?
What
would you put in that 3-car tandem garage?
I'd put two of my favorite cars and my jet ski, or maybe my boat and one car. I don't know. I just put some really cool stuff in there.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. Some people, like me, I don't have a garage.
Yeah.
You got three. You can, it's storage. You can do all sorts of stuff. Recreational vehicles. I'm just kind of focusing on the guy thing,
Yeah, the possibilities are endless, really.
Right.
Rollerblades.
Roller.
Wait, are you throwing me shade there? Is that what that is? Yeah, the rollerblades can go with it.
She's throwing herself shade, and also all your ski equipment and your snowboarding equipment.
Skis, snowboards,
yeah.
Fishing rods. If that's what you do, everything can go in this big garage.
And when you get back from being in Collingwood or wherever you're going to be with ski, you're going to be very sore. So you put everything in the garage, and you go up on the elevator. You don't have to take the stairs.
Exactly.
There you go. I'm just telling you how you would live your life, Jamar, in this home.
Well, you know what, Marilyn? You've nailed it. I'm going to actually get to work on some of those things right now after we finish talking, starting with that wine room.
Okay, yeah, get into that right
now. And then when you walk in from the garage, that's your first laundry room also. So you can just throw all your gear in the washing machine.
Yeah, and then there's a laundry room upstairs, because why would you have to go downstairs after you've been upstairs?
So the picture you're both painting here is convenience and luxury, and that's what you do when you upgrade. You get more convenient and you get more luxurious.
Right on, right on.
Okay. Get a ticket. Go to princessmargaretlotto.com so you can see the home that you could own that we're currently taking up space in.
Chum Mornings.
Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
It seems like every day we are finding more uses for the artificial intelligence bot ChatGPT. The latest use is love.
Yeah.
A man named Dimitri on TikTok has bragged about, now he's has a 100% success rate on TikTok because he's using ChatGPT to write poetry?
Yes. This is what he had to say.
I asked OpenAI to write me a love poem about climbing a tree that is a metaphor for a 6-foot girl. OpenAI wrote this magnificent poem that I otherwise wouldn't be able to write with my peanut brain. Please pause to read this.
Please pause to read it. Jamar, you have it in front of you, the beautiful poem?
Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, he says to his Tinder match. Ooh, actually, I don't have it. I know that she's up there, a girl who's 6 foot tall, with legs that stretch for miles and a smile that could light up a hall. I want to be near her, to touch her and hold her tight, to bask in her warmth and her light, and never again see the night. But the climb is steep and treacherous, and I'm not sure if I'll make it to the top, but I'll keep on climbing with all my might and my heart. Wow. This is his poem to the 6 foot tall girl.
It's so beautiful, romantic, and some, like, I don't know. What do you think of that, everybody?
I mean,
I wasn't going on the date.
It's better.
I knew Azalea was like, nah.
It's better than I could have written.
Right, right. And he got a date, by the way.
And he actually got the date. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now listen, maybe this can work. Maybe this can work for everybody. I actually have ChatGPT open right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked ChatGPT to write a poem about my coworkers. We'll start with my coworker, Azalea. ChatGPT wrote this poem for me.
Okay.
Azalea, oh Azalea, a name as lovely as can be. Just like the flower that bears her name, her presence brings a joyous flame.
Oh, darling.
Love it.
Now that's dateable.
Okay, that's dateable.
That's a good one.
Marilyn,
this
is your poem from ChatGPT.
Oh, boy.
I asked ChatGPT to write a poem about my coworker, Marilyn. Marilyn, oh Marilyn, with a name that echoes through time, a beauty that shines from within, her grace and charm are simply divine.
I love that.
With every task she takes on, she brings a sense of poise and ease. Her work is flawless, her spirit strong, a true professional, if you please.
Oh, there you go, see?
Artificial intelligence.
Love that.
These are clearly not my words, because I'm not this eloquent.
You know what? Did you do one for you?
No, I didn't ask a good report about me. But
maybe
next go round. But listen, there's an argument going on right now where people are saying, is this really ethical? You know,
it was for Cyrano.
Right.
Right?
Sure. Shout out to Steve Martin. I don't know. I mean, would you accept a poem from a person who said that artificial intelligence wrote it? I mean,
okay. Well, you know what? It's the thought that counts. And they said, you know, I want to write a poem for you, but I don't know how to write one. So I got this AI to do it. And, you know, you can't hate that. You can't be mad at that.
I mean, realistically, what's the difference between doing this and, like, running to Shoppers and getting a card from Hallmark?
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what's going to be great about this. When you go and buy a card and there's nothing in it and you pay $7.50 for that,
right.
I would use this form to write a poem. Because sometimes I don't know what to say. But you know what? The other thing is, guys, you don't have to tell them that you had this. You went through the hoops for them on GPT. Yeah.
Well, you know, I paid for the subscription, so it's mine technically. Right?
Well, right. Yeah, but I'm just saying you don't have to. Oh, wait a minute. I've got a couple of empty cards I have to fill. Maybe I'll use your GPT for that. But,
not a problem. I will copy and paste this to you shortly.
But would you tell somebody that you actually used it? I would. I go, nah, it's good. It's kind of my thing.
Well, we'll see. You let us know. You can text the 104536. Would you be offended if someone gave you a poem written by artificial intelligence?
Wake up.
Chum Mornings with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
Chum 104.5.
Shout out to my throwback crew. Take a listen to Nirvana's epic song, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Not quite the way you remember it. Listen to this.
Hey, that sounds good.
Smells Like Teen Spirit using instruments from Super Mario N64.
Ah. What is this? Are they doing this a lot now? I like
it just seems like everyone's remixing songs using video game sounds. They're just trying to merge the worlds. It's nice when worlds collide. I like that.
That is a throwback. Can I give you a throwback?
That is a throwback. That is like the 90s and the 2000s put into one. But speaking of combination throwback world, what is with this meeting that happened the other day between these throwback stars?
Okay, well, everyone knows that Adam Sandler is like one of my favorite comedians. I love his rom-coms, especially the ones with Drew Barrymore in them. But now, I mean, we also seen several with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler.
Right.
So they're now thinking about doing one with Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, and Drew Barrymore all in one.
That's
no
good.
Competition.
That's
no competition
good.
Between the two ladies. Just an amazing movie, all three of them.
That's already a great movie.
I like that movie, but I think there should be a little competition.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fun. How about that?
Drew Barrymore and Jennifer Aniston.
Come on.
Yeah.
On the same screen with Adam Sandler.
They're trying to figure out who is the better love interest. So I don't know how they're going to figure that one out.
Okay.
I want to say Drew and Jen are going to get together by the end of the movie.
And leave Adam Sandler out of it?
Yeah.
Adam's just the best friend.
Here's another throwback for all you guys. The Lord of the Rings film is coming back to theaters. Yep.
Yes.
To celebrate its 20th anniversary, the final film in the Lord of the Rings trilogy is going to come back to theaters, in Canada, April 20th. Special screenings will feature a special introduction from Elijah Wood and many, many more. So
get out of here.
Yeah, so it's going to happen. Yep.
Elijah Wood's going to come to town for that.
Well, I mean, or he's going to be high.
Okay.
This is a special presentation of the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, first of all, 20th anniversary. Seriously?
Yeah, that sounds
wild
just to hear that it's been that long.
Yeah. So that's another throwback for you on your Throwback Entertainment Thursday.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Geeks unite. Lord of the Rings is back.
Right.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So a bunch of celebrities are being sued because of crypto. Jake Paul, Lindsay Lohan, Soulja Boy, Akon, Neo, Lil Yachty, and more. So the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which sounds very serious.
The SEC.
Yeah.
As it's also
known
as.
Okay, so you're familiar.
Yes, very.
So they charged a Chinese cryptocurrency entrepreneur named Justin Sun with fraud. And then they accused those celebrities for illegally promoting his crypto assets.
This is crazy. Not to cut you off.
Yeah.
But when crypto was at its height, every crypto company was trying to get celebrities to really endorse their coin, their exchange, or their brokerage. And this was like the first frontier of crypto. We weren't sure how this was all going to shake out.
Right.
And now crypto is kind of blowing up in everyone's face.
Right. So he was paying these celebrities, but he was doing it kind of under the table. So if anyone wasn't aware, as a public persona on social media, when you're paid for your opinion on something or when you're promoting anything, you have to state it. So, for example, for me, when I get a gift from a brand, I always put hashtag gifted. Or if I go somewhere that I was invited and I post about it, I'll put hashtag hosted, hashtag media event, something like that. So it's not me saying, like, I just went to this thing and I'm showing it now.
Well, because people need to know that you're not just doing this. You're doing this because someone asked you to.
Right. You were invited. You came to this event or.
Right.
That's the reason. So these celebrities, they were posting about crypto and making it look like they had an unbiased interest in his companies. But they were just paid spokespersons. But they weren't being upfront about it. So all of the celebrities, except for two, Soulja Boy being one, agreed to settle. And they ended up paying more than $400,000 back. And this guy, Justin Sun, he ended up making about $31 million in proceeds.
Wow. Yeah, it's just really funny too when you're dealing with people's finances, because people are using their money, their savings, to invest in this crypto. Mm-hmm. And if you don't let them know that, hey, I'm being paid to tell you why, to get right. into this. If you lose your money, it's on you.
Right.
It's not very honest if you don't do that.
Exactly. Because I don't think Lindsay Lohan woke up one day and said, you know what I'm going to do today? Drink Pepsi and milk.
Right, exactly.
Right? She was being paid for that.
Right. And the other part, too, is like, I don't necessarily want investment advice from Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
That's just me.
Yeah. So anyways, so that's what's going on there. But in some quick local news, this summer, if you want a cheap flight to British Columbia from Pearson Airport, you can get one from this, it's like a new budget airline called Lynx. It launched last year. It's based in Calgary, but they weren't flying to Toronto before. So I just read this morning that they added two new routes for the summer, Hamilton to Vancouver and Toronto to BC. And they're saying the fares start as low as $85 one way.
Did they say where in BC or is it just BC?
Kelowna.
Kelowna?
Yes.
That's beautiful in Kelowna.
Okay, good, good. That's good news.
Oh,
huh?
Lakes and lush and whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I was afraid so they were going to say some other places. No, that's good.
I know, $85 one way. And then that's the Hamilton to Vancouver is $89.
But, you know, this is
bring your own chair. I'm just kidding. Right.
But this has
no
been,
luggage.
This has been the complaint about Canadian flying, you know, that there's not enough competition, there's not enough low-cost carriers so we can get around the country.
Right.
This is also a good solution here.
That's like why people are going to Europe all the time.
Right.
That's because exactly what I was just going to say.
Right, because we can't discover our own country. And now there's no excuse now. That's such a great price. Awesome.
Wow. Yeah, that's what's trending.
Awesome. For less than the price of a bottle of tequila. At a club.
You're right.
That's not watered down. Yes.
100%. Right. And not brought by a woman with sparklers in her hands. You can go see the world.
See, Jamar, here's the deal, though, with these kind of flights as they move into fall, winter. That will get you out to the Canadian Rockies to do some snowboarding.
Now we're talking.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you for telling us that.
Chum Mornings with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I got you in the morning. Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
On Chum 104.5.
Not just any home, the house of your dreams. Mm. We'll post some pictures of this home on our Instagram at Chum 104.5 in a little bit. You need to follow us so you can see what's going on in here, including the sauna downstairs.
Yes.
And the hot tub in the backyard.
What?
And that outdoor kitchen, Marilyn, and grill. Woo.
There's a lot going on there. I don't know what room I would really love the most because I love them all.
I'm in the outdoor kitchen with the lobster, the steaks, and the jerk chicken. That's okay. Just me.
Who's cooking? Are you going to cook it or are you going to have someone?
Yeah, you know, I dabble a little bit on the
I'd hire somebody so you can enjoy and pour all the drinks for your friends.
I like how you think. You're always thinking better. Okay. As you drive to work this morning, maybe in your 30s or 40s, and, you know, you're
exhausted.
Driving to work. Exhausted. Maybe a little disgruntled, and maybe you're doing it begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Think back to when you were in university and there were those kids right out of high school that said, you know what, I'm not going to university. I'm taking a gap year. I'm taking a year off. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people looked at those kids and say, oh, you slacker. But they were kind of onto something. They took that year to find themselves and enjoy themselves and enjoy their lives. A woman on TikTok is taking the same concept but applying it to middle-aged life. Kim Wooten said that she was frustrated with work, juggling all of the responsibilities, all of the home stuff. And she says she worked it out with her husband. Uh-huh. They did the calculations. Mm-hmm. And at the age of 42, she is taking what she calls her midlife gap year, Marilyn.
Right. And it's a mother of two, right? Like they're grown kids. I mean, they're in their teens. So
yes.
So what was the deal that she struck with her husband?
Well, they basically did a very tight budget. They looked at their finances. They looked at what he makes and what she made. And they said, we're going to slim down our budget to where we can live on just his salary. Very lucky she is.
Yes.
Very fortunate she is. Mm-hmm. Not many can do that. Mm-hmm. And she said, now that we're living on just your salary, with this slim down budget, I'm going to take this year to live my life. And she's doing all of her passions like writing. Mm-hmm. She's focusing on, you know, just staying home with the kids, taking trips, photography. All the things that she wanted to do but couldn't because she was in the workforce. Now, I want to give you my perspective. A lot of people might look at this woman and say, oh, so fortunate, much have the rich husband, da da da. But let me tell you what I think about this. You only have one life to live, guys.
Only so many summers, springs, falls, and winters.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't we all want to take at least 1 year doing an entire year of the things we love most?
Well, you know, while you can, because some people wait till they retire and they do it and they find out that they're not as, let's say, mobile, right?
The knees don't work anymore. The heart's giving you trouble. You know, like.
Yeah. And you know, my dad said a long time ago, so I'm going to go to Italy. I don't have really the funding for it, but I'm going to do it anyway. He goes, go. I was in my late 30s. He goes, go, because you have the agility, the mobility,
yeah,
and you may not be able to do it again. So if you can, do it. And I love what she's doing. It's like, I love my family. I'm not leaving them. I just want to know what lights up my kids, what makes them feel good.
And Marilyn, she also said she's doing this as an example to her children,
yes,
to remind them,
yeah,
that you as a person need to take some time to live your life.
Yeah, right.
Showing by example.
Yeah. So it's a good idea. I don't think they're an extremely wealthy family. They're just... Can I do this? I'm feeling like I'm almost close to burning out. I have a very successful job, but I'm feeling like I'm not feeling. That's what it is. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the passion that I once had. So I like that. I think it's a great idea.
I think before anyone judges her and say, rich people doing rich things, just think about it. Wouldn't you love to do that if you could?
But, you know, even on a smaller scale, people don't do a lot of things that make them happy on a day-to-day.
Right.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The person in their car grabbing the steering wheel, like, why am I going here?
Buy that extra whipped cream frappuccino today for yourself.
Okay.
Or in our case, with Azalea and I, turn the car around, go down to Buffalo and go shopping.
There it is. There
that's
it
happy.
Is. 100%. Let us know what you think about that gap year in your midlife. 104.536.
Chum Mornings.
Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
Potentially own very soon.
Yes.
PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Buy the ticket so you can get the house that we're in King City.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Huge.
Luxurious.
Yes.
Clean.
For right now. That's because, us in, but I don't know. Are there any rules that they're giving us at the Princess Margaret?
They actually tell all of us to take our shoes off when we get here.
I got it. Well, so that's one of the rules. Yeah.
Yeah. No shoes.
There was no way I was wearing my shoes in this place.
No. Really? Oh,
that's kind of the rule in my house too.
Right.
Like no shoes. Like sometimes we bend it a little bit, like when you run through the house, but generally when you walk in, no shoes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just remember what was on the sidewalk when you walked by it and you won't wear your shoes in the house. That's what I always remember. So Madonna is a mother of six. First of all, Madonna is a mother of six.
But that's
I never saw that happening, but it did.
You can't really overstate that. That's like six kids is a lot of work.
It's a lot. And I know that for most of the time, I think there's a couple, different fathers for a couple of them. But for the most of the time, they're living with her. So I'm imagining she lives in a mansion, much like you're in right now. And she's got some house rules.
Yeah. Check out this rule. Smile. The rule of the house is everyone needs to smile and at least, show some happiness.
This is on her short list, yeah.
Yeah, smile, be joyful. The other one is listen to others.
Right.
Speaking kindness and being happy with what you have.
Be happy with what you have, which I'm sure they have a lot. So when she hears a complaint, she's like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are her five house rules.
Yeah. And so yours is like no shoes when you can, right?
The other one for us is, and this wasn't even, I claim to be the environmentalist in my home, and my better half, she's the one that came up with this rule. I'm kind of surprised. With our young son, we realized that we were using a lot of paper towels. So like everything, wiping down counters, wiping his face, cleaning things up, and like you'd look into the trash and there'd just be piles of paper towels all the time. Mm. So we have gone paper towel-less. No paper towels whatsoever. And at first it was like weird, but now I realize if you use those reusable wash rags and, kind of reusable cloths, you really don't need paper towels. So that's our rule, no paper towels.
I remember when I was growing up, it was no slamming of doors ever. Now there's four girls that are emotionally up and down. Right? And it's like, I don't like when she said, well, it's like, and my mother would say, my dad, no slamming of doors, none. So now, when I hear a slamming door, I'm like, not because they do it on purpose, it's just because it happens. I'm like, yikes, it just kind of triggers something like that's, you shouldn't do that.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I have to go back in time.
And who's that? Is that mom or dad who said no slamming doors?
I'm going to say my mom.
Okay.
Because she was home most of the time.
Okay.
Right, yeah. It's also she was also the mother that said, wait till your father gets home. That's the same person.
house rules.
Right. Yeah, I want to say for me, it has to be obviously shoes off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
also no outside clothes on the bed. Not that anybody else is in my bed.
But I've never. No, but I.
Which
you know
begs
what?
The question.
Yeah, no, I get that though. There's many people that have told me that in this beautiful country of ours that said the shoes off yeah. and no outdoor clothes. On right. your the bed that you sleep in. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, if you ride the subway or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you think
yeah,
of all the places that you sit in your jeans and then you're sitting yes. on your bed. Oh, my goodness. That's yeah. a lot yeah, of yeah, things yeah. traveling around.
Yeah.
From texters, we're getting a lot of people saying no wearing hats at the dinner table.
I know. That's oh. the one I break all the time. And I really, yeah. I'm bad with that one because I wear my hats all the time. And some people don't like that.
No.
Wash your own dishes. Dirty dishes got to go in the dishwasher right away.
Yeah, don't okay. leave them in the sink, right?
Do not leave them in the sink.
Right.
No dirty dishes in the sink overnight. Check in for dinner every night. Even if we don't eat together, we still acknowledge.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Because people are busy and, you know, it's sports, right? Kids are into sports or
right.
dance or whatever. And we got to kind of touch base every night. That's good.
There were videos a few years ago of families circulating and saying that yeah. they just don't even sit at a table anymore.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have dinner anymore. So I like that one.
I do too. I think that's an important thing to do. Yeah.
Every house is different.
Yep. Come on. There's got to be some outrageous ones from your childhood, anybody. I want to hear it.
There's one coming up right after this. We'll tell you about okay, it. It has right. to do with the type of language used
oh.
in home. We'll let you know.
Wake up.
Chum Mornings with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
Chum 104.5.
So interesting. Madonna has started a conversation about houses. And every house is different, you know, and you can't really see into people's house. But it'd be... When you hear what people are doing in their houses, you get an idea of how they're raising their families.
Right.
She said her house rules are smile, joyful, be kind. She wants everyone in the house to exude positivity. So she's encouraging the kids to smile at all times.
Yeah. And be happy with what you have.
That's another good yeah. one. You yeah. know, be happy with what you have. I mean, like, you're Madonna's kid. Like, yeah. you're angry about anything. Like, we need to have a talk.
Yeah.
Right?
I wonder what their house rules are for their mother because I need to talk to her.
I would love to hear the rules that the kids give Madonna. She's obviously breaking a couple of them.
I think
like,
so, too.
Don't wear Lourdes's clothes.
Ever.
What are some of the other house rules that are coming
some
on text?
Some of these rules are wild. This one person is saying, my mom had a rule about no hair in your face while you eat. It either needed to be tucked behind your ears or tied back.
That's Why? True.
Kind of like you eating your hair at the same time as your meal.
Well, you know, that goes back. I bet you this woman that wrote into us is about my age because it's like, yeah, you have to pull your hair back or your hair was kind of going over one eye because that was the look back then.
Okay.
And then your father is saying, put a barrette in your hair because I can't see your face.
Okay. I mean, you want to look like one of those girls.
Yes.
Interesting.
Ooh, never heard of
I remember my grade 4 teacher taped a girl's bangs one time.
Oh, my gosh. Not the trauma.
Are you crazy? I'll never
forget
that.
Right. Don't say her name. Let her retire in peace, please.
Good Lord.
moving on. Let's see. House rules. No cell phone at the dinner table.
Oh, I love that one.
Family time.
I love that one. I want that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. Yeah.
Turn the lights off if you're the last person to leave the room. Wipe down the bathtub after you use it.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
You don't need to wipe down bathtubs in this house. You may need to squeegee the glass wall, though. But
okay.
Other right. than that,
right.
yeah. How about the length of showers?
Oh, man.
Somebody said 5-minute showers. Their dad would put a sign up on the door.
Because dads pay the bills back in the day, right?
Yeah, my mom and my sister used to get into epic arguments over this because, you know, you run out the water, the hot water out of the heater. Next person has no hot water to take a shower.
That's right. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in my family, you have 4 girls. You can wash your hair in the sink, just rinse off in the shower. It's like a walkthrough, right?
Okay.
Two stages, yes. Right.
Do not touch the thermostat.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Is that a mom or a dad thing? I think that's a dad thing.
That's a dad thing,
yeah.
When our kids were in high school, the rule was technology had to be checked in by 9 p.m.
Oh.
Hmm.
No whistling. Mom can't whistle, so no one else can.
Is that why? Wow, okay, wow. No whistling. I mean, are we whistling so often to have a rule about it?
Right.
How much whistling is going on
now? I don't
know
how much I whistle.
Maybe it's a childhood trauma from the past. I don't know. What about food in the bedroom?
No food in the bedroom.
No food in the bedroom.
Yep.
Can you imagine crumbs in the bed?
Yeah. You eat in the kitchen. That's what the kitchen's for. That's on the floor plan. Eat in the kitchen.
Somebody else says we weren't allowed to sing at the table.
What?
Once again, like how much singing is going on in the house to where you need a rule?
All right.
Like, is your house Glee?
No singing.
Break out into Broadway show tunes?
Exactly. You're doing too much Broadway. Because there can be sometimes too much Broadway. All right.
Sure.
No clicking the door handles. So the door handles in our house were the long type, and so my mom hated the sound of that clicking when it closed. So to open the door, you had to hold the handle, and to close the door, you had to hold the handle so that it would not click.
She is sensitive with her hearing. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
She must have been getting really upset to make this rule.
Right.
Let's see another good one. No speaking English inside the home for the first year of living in Canada as immigrants. Outside of the home, of course, to learn a new language, but in the house, this rule was made so that we would eventually be bilingual and fluent in both languages.
Okay.
And I thank my father for that strict rule.
I wonder what their second language is, or their first language, rather.
Yeah.
They did not share, but that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one, yeah.
Well, gracias, or merci.
Yeah.
For injecting that.
Okay. Those are the two languages that you got.
That's it.
If you're going to be late for dinner or late coming home, you better call your mother. No feet on the sofa.
No feet on the sofa. Okay. Oh, yeah. And also the classic, don't sit on the sofa with the plastic covering.
But that's right. No feet on the sofa. Isn't that something? And yet, do you guys witness that with some of your friends that they come over and they take off their flip-flops and they come over and they sit down and they're sitting with one foot underneath their butt?
I'm just going to speak for every Caribbean household right now.
Yeah.
The living room is just a showpiece. You don't do anything in the living room. It's just for show.
Oh.
And if you dare sit on mom's couch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we roping that off for the walkthrough of the museum later on? Is that what we're doing?
It's like a museum piece.
Okay. All right. House rules. Well, you're at the beautiful Princess Margaret house right now. And keep it clean, guys. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're going to try to because the person that owns it is probably listening to the show right now. PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Get your ticket so you can get your house. And your house will be on Instagram soon. We'll put it up, some pictures at Chum1045 on Insta.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
I love innovation when it comes to food. And I think one of my favorites to use is powdered coconut milk. This is just one of my favorite things.
I've never used that before.
Have you never used powdered coconut
milk? Powdered coconut milk? I always use the solid stuff.
Okay. Well, this is just innovation we're talking about. No judgment.
No judgment. No judgment. Is it good?
It's good. It works very well.
Okay.
There's a new powder that turns to liquid entering the chat since we're speaking food innovation. Powdered beer.
Powdered beer?
Yeah. So this one is from a German brewery that's been around since the 1500s. They've been working on this for a while, and they say they finally got it. It's carbonated. They're saying it works the same as instant coffee. So you're just going to add water and stir, and voila, you got some beer.
Okay.
The only thing is, this version that they have that's working well is non-alcoholic. But they think they're going to have the alcoholic version available and ready in the next few months.
Okay. So it's like Training Wheels beer.
Training Wheels.
Yeah.
And maybe if you just want to taste, and you just, the only thing you have in your pocket is...
Is a packet?
A packet, and you have a bottle of water. You can make some beer on the go.
Right, this ain't Kool-Aid.
Right, and they're kind of thinking also that this is going to help bars save a lot of money as well. It's also going to be easier to, it's going to be easier for traveling, for shipping purposes. And all the bars have to do is add water to this.
Wow.
So great, a watered-down beer. That's exactly what we want.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need. Add water to my beer. Like, can you imagine getting a Molson and it's like the guy opens up a packet and starts pouring it into your...
Well, 100%, this is what people think about instant coffee, right?
Yeah, and instant iced tea. Like, I've had some of that. That was awful.
True.
Anyway. Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of OG Caribbean people out there heard me say powdered coconut milk and they're grimacing.
Yeah, they're like, what is this girl talking about? I was like, do you sure you say that out loud? Okay.
No, it's good. I promise. And in some quick entertainment news, Cinderella. Do you remember when Brandy played Cinderella? Whitney Houston was the fairy godmother.
Yes.
This is a great story. Now they are reprising that role 25 years later. The same guy who played the prince back then, this guy Paolo, he's coming back. I don't think Whoopi Goldberg is returning as the mom, but Brandy is now the mother and Descendants. This is Disney's Descendants. And they released the first look of what they look like, and they look great. They look probably the same as what they looked like 25 years ago.
Yeah, Brandy has hit the reverse button on aging for sure.
Absolutely.
Or she hit pause.
She hit pause. And Brandy's daughter is actually probably somewhere in her 20s now as well, I think.
Damn.
Or late teens, because she makes TikToks. Anyways, I'm going to post the photo for those who want to have like a little nostalgia over on the Chum 1045 Twitter page so you can check it out. It's actually not a photo. It's a clip from the new Descendants movie, The Rise of Red. But that's what's trending.
Chum Mornings.
Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
Your house and like throwing dinner parties and things like that, like every now and then. Yeah.
Every now and then, yeah. And they're small. Yeah.
Okay. What about catching a flight, like going on vacation? You just came back from vacation. Does the whole process of getting to the airport stress you out ever?
A little bit. Yeah.
I want everyone listening to ask themselves that question, because according to research, if you have a vacation coming up and you're making a choice between maybe, you know, packing up the bags and going over to Pearson and going to some exotic location with the family, or just having dinner at home with, you know, friends, relatives, associates. According to research, they're saying that hosting a big dinner at your home is more stressful than catching a flight. You might as well just go get on a plane and go somewhere. Now, I don't do these dinners, so I need someone to speak to this. I wouldn't have expected this.
Well, I know that, for example, Easter, which is, what, Sunday, April 9th?
Right.
Our producer, Simone, being the background guy that he is, well, Italian, that's a big deal in your house.
That's a big family dinner. Huh?
That's the biggest one of the year.
Yeah, and how do you feel about it?
I would like to catch that flight.
I want to get on a plane.
I knew Simone wanted to be out of that immediately.
It's crazy. Like, it's wild to hear that, because when I think about flights, I think about all the paperwork. I think about the lines. I think about
other
baggage.
People.
Other people. Yeah. COVID tests when those were going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all the documents.
Yeah.
But this study says that the flight is less stressful than making dinner.
Well, the other thing, too, is since it's post-COVID, I mean, we're still dealing with COVID, but post-lockdown, you know, we are reuniting with our family members, and some of the ones that we really like are coming to the dinner, and some of the ones are like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That guy. And I think when you're face-to-face, one-on-one, in a captive audience around a dining room table, these are not strangers to you. Like they are at the airport.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
We can only hope the food is good. That's all. The food is better at the house than it is at the airport on the plane. So it's a give and a get. You know what I'm saying? But
I think with the airport too, Marilyn, once you get to the airport, you get checked in,
you at least
get to sit down at the gate and get ready for your flight.
Right.
But when you're the host of a party, there really is no sitting down moment, is it?
There's no sitting down moment, and some people get the cue to help, help in the kitchen, whatever. But, you know, you are the host, and you are doing more than just hosting. You are kind of giving directives if you have to and all sorts of stuff, and then there's the cleanup. So I can see why it's stressful, especially when you put it all on you.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
When you pack for a flight,
how
many days in advance do you pack your bags?
Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Man, woman, what are you doing? What are you packing?
Because I'm so busy. I'm so busy. Seriously, this is how I feel. If I think of it, I pull it. I don't pack it, the actual bag, but I pull stuff aside. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that because I think about it as I go along. If I wait till the day before, then the laundry isn't done, then I need to take that thing. So I just go, 2 weeks, I'll just do it. Then I write, like, the night before, I'll bring up the suitcase and they'll pack it.
Wow, well, don't ask me the same question.
I know you're not that way. I feel like I've got a hold of it. Yeah, I know. I can't
When I
do
land,
that.
Go to the convenience store, buy socks.
See, that's stressful to me. That is stressful to me.
According to this same study, they said that the average host, now if you're doing the other thing, hosting a dinner, that person starts planning their dinners 7 days in advance, food shopping 6 days in advance.
Yes.
So it's almost like another two-week process.
Right. I have gone down to my girlfriend from Cleveland, said, come on down for Thanksgiving dinner. This was a couple of years ago. Remember, I took that road trip. And she said, we'll do this together. I was exhausted by that trip. Because she had kind of a lineup, like a spreadsheet of when she had to buy things.
Amazing.
And it was good on her, but no thanks.
So here are the things that people think are less stressful than hosting a dinner.
Yeah.
Spilling a drink on a white shirt.
Not a big deal.
Leaving your phone at home, dropping your phone on the floor, and taking a standardized test for school. And also, anything else but having to make dinner. I don't think anyone wants to cook these dinners anymore.
No, I think if you're good at it, it's great. But if you're out of practice, because we all are at post, our lockdown, I think it's getting stressful again. We remember all those things that used to freak us out before we were locked in our houses and only had dinner for four. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I guess so. Yeah, yeah. Text 104536. If this rings true for you, no more dinner at the house?
If you're good at it, good on you. It's just not our thing.
Chum Mornings with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. I got you in the
morning. Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
On Chum 104.5.
Yo, Marilyn, I cannot believe the amount of texts we're getting about people who are just tired of hosting these dinner parties. People are listing all the things they think are less stressful than just simply cooking for dinner for friends and family.
Yeah.
One person says carrying a toddler with a tantrum through the mall is less stressful than cooking dinner.
Oh, wow.
Another person said going to the doctor, getting ready to receive bad news, would rather do that than cook dinner for friends and family. One of the things I think that makes dinner and hosting at home so stressful is having the right setup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't have the right kitchen, if you don't have the things put in the right place, if you don't have, a double sink so you can pile up all the dishes.
Well, one texter said that they ended up painting four bedrooms in their home before hosting
the setup, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a problem in this house that we're in right now.
Uh-huh.
The setup is incredible. Azalea, if you were hosting a party between the kitchen and the backyard, am I lying that this is not the perfect setup for hosting?
Oh, it's amazing because it has that little indoor-outdoor space.
Yeah.
And you can look outside, so you can kind of be indoor.
Yes.
But you're also outside. It's the outside's inside.
That's a great way to...
The outside is inside. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's an extension of the home.
Yes, it's exactly it. And also, Marilyn, if you go outside in the backyard, there is a large outdoor kitchen with a full stove and barbecue grill. Then right next to that is a hot tub.
Yeah.
So if you if you accidentally singe your face off on the barbecue, you can jump right into the water. It's so, so user-friendly.
And if you want to feel even more heat, you can go downstairs to the basement and go into your personal sauna.
That, you know what? I would love that.
Of course.
And then you go into a nice cold shower.
Well, after you've sweat everything out. Yeah, the shower.
Yeah.
This shower, I call it a shower room, not just the washroom, but the shower room. Yeah. Has a shower and a bathtub in the shower.
Now, can you work out in the basement? Is there room for that? Can we do that?
Yeah, there's plenty of room for that.
There's workout machines, too.
Oh, my gosh. So this is all fully furnished. It's ready for you to move in. Start from the basement. You work out. You take a shower, whatever. You get upstairs. You have something nice to eat, or you can barbecue something. You get upstairs. Oh, don't climb the stairs. You don't need to. Take the elevator.
You could take the elevator.
And then if this is your home, have you checked out the master bedroom? I've only heard a description on it verbally, but I've not seen it. Is it gorgeous?
Master bedroom has this headboard that I am absolutely obsessed with on this bed. I've just never seen anything like it. Yeah. It's gold and it kind of looks like caramelized. You know when you
It looks like corals. It looks like a coral reef.
Yes, it
headboard,
does.
Right? We have to take a picture of that and show them on Instagram stories.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
it's gorgeous. And the walk-in closet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we have the vanity area. There's somewhere where you could do your makeup. And then on the other side, there's a double sink. And that entire wall is a mirror.
I mean, that room alone looks like three rooms in one because it looks like a living room and a primary bedroom at the same time. Yeah. But listen.
It's called a primary bedroom. Thank you, Jamar. I was just going to correct myself because they don't call it a master bedroom anymore.
Yeah, times have changed.
Got it. Yep.
But you know what? We're just talking about your house, really. Why don't you claim your house right now? Buy a ticket. PrincessMargaretLotto.com. It will put you in to win this and so many of the other big prizes. $8.2 million grand prize, 20,000 exciting prizes. Tesla. Come on, people.
Are you guys ever going to come home?
Not until the winter.
We are home.
Because I was just asked that you guys have to leave after this broadcast, okay? You just can't stay there.
Well, I'll be hiding in the hot tub.
Okay.
You can find me in the coffee nook in the kitchen.
Or the wine room. Get your ticket, get your house, PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Chum Mornings with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I got you in the morning. Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
On Chum 104.5.
Guys, is there a media room in there that is like awesome?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the bedroom alone, the bedroom has couches in it, too.
Yeah.
And a big screen TV. So you could, make it a bedroom night. Or you can go into that that living room or sitting room. There's a big TV in there, too, with awesome couches as well.
Get caught up on all these great shows that are happening. Like, you wrapped up Your Honor, second season, Jamar.
Guys, listen. If you haven't watched this show yet, what are you doing? This is one of the best written shows on television. Your Honor, Bryan Cranston, and the whole crew. The season ender was beautifully tied up. I loved it.
And is there going to be a third?
I hope so.
Okay.
I don't know. We can't spoil it too much because Zayla's going slow.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Two episodes away from the finale.
Well, you're catching up. The fact is that if you need to catch up, you can go into the bedroom to do that while Jamar starts another show down in the media room, right?
Right.
Exactly.
But it's hard when you live with somebody to balance if you don't want to go ahead in advance of a show like Succession. I'm going to talk to Nicholas Braun today.
Oh, wow.
On the Marilyn Dennis Show, and we're going to play some of that interview coming up on this show, Cousin Greg. But you know what? I have to be honest with you. I only watched a couple of episodes, and I've got like 5 seasons to catch up on.
Yeah, and they're calling it a wrap after this next season, right?
That's it. So, I mean, I'm not going to, I'm not going to worry about that. But it's like, there's so much to watch. And the last time I talked to him was 2019. I can't believe all this time has gone by. It's successful Succession. And that's great. But I watched the outdoor Succession called Yellowstone. And so I'm all caught up on that one. And I'm just wondering if Succession's going to have a prequel like Yellowstone does.
They could definitely do that.
So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff to watch on TV. There's no complaints. We see a lot of this on HBO.
Well, I'm complaining. I'm going to complain for a second.
What are you going to watch next?
It's just too much stress. Like, I've got 3 shows right now that I'm waiting for new seasons on. And it's Euphoria, waiting for that one. Now I got to wait for Your Honor. Now I have to wait for Last of Us to come back. It's just like, just have to stay alive enough to see these new plot lines unfold. That's really what I'm trying to do here.
But if you know a show is coming with another season, I think you're okay. But when you know, if you're like a super fan of Succession, like so many, many people are, and you know it's the end, now what? Now what are you going to do?
I guess you ride off into the sunset.
No, you go to Yellowstone.
You go to Yellowstone. No, you just hope that they give you a good ending. You hope that they give you a good ending. Right. Not like what they did to us with Lost, which was the worst ending in the history of series
that television. That is still a problem for you.
It's a thorn in my side.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I already told you what show to watch. Yes,
now that you're
did.
Done.
Say Godfather it again.
Godfather of Harlem.
The Godfather of Harlem.
You have 3 seasons.
Okay. Invested. Anyway, these are some of the things that you can watch. But I'll say hello to Cousin Greg for you today.
Okay. Please do. And text us at 104536. Let us know what show that you are currently waiting for the next season of. And if the anxiety is throwing you off.
And you might give us some ideas, too, to what to watch next.
I actually don't need any more ideas.
Oh, okay. I do.
Sure. Go ahead. 104536. What are you waiting on?
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So the question I asked right before the break, right before the song, was what is peanut butter? A liquid or a solid?
Okay. For this question, I have to refer to Mr. Einstein's science class. And Mr. Einstein said, anything that conforms to the shape of its container is classified as a fluid. Peanut butter conforms to the shape of its container. So I'm going to say, even though it's hard-ish, I'm going to say peanut butter is liquid.
Is that the answer you want to go with?
Jeez, that was long-winded.
I'm just trying to make sure I stick to the facts here. If you say peanut butter is solid.
You are right.
Am I right?
You are right.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Science
Peanut
Class
butter
guy.
Is a liquid.
It's a liquid.
Especially according to the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration in the States. You cannot bring a jar of peanut butter on the plane with you.
It cannot
go through airport security. They will ask you to throw it out because it is a liquid, not a solid.
Oh. So could be used as a sticky bomb.
Right.
Right.
They're taking that peanut butter from you. So what happened was this producer of this popular podcast, he went on a trip and he had peanut butter and they took it away from him and they said, He tweeted about it. He said, sorry, no liquids, gels, or aerosols. Uh-huh. Me, I want to tell you which of those things you think peanut butter is. Because okay. He's like, it's not a liquid, it's not a gel, it's not an aerosol. He was confused why they were taking it from him. Then TSA decided to have a rebuttal. They posted on their social media page, and they said, you may not be nuts about it, but TSA considers your PB a liquid, and carry-on, it needs to be 3.4 ounces or less. So it says, peanut butter, a liquid has no definite shape and takes a shape dictated by its container.
Mr. There Einstein. You go.
Thank you, sir. Okay, there
that
it is.
That is the validation right there.
That is it. So, Jamar, you are correct. So do not bring that peanut butter on the plane with you.
Wow. All right. We learned something today.
What about crunchy peanut butter? It's kind of more solid.
You know what? Mm-mm. I'm going to say they're all liquid.
Okay.
So now you could impress somebody with that information. Quickly, in some entertainment news, a bunch of celebrities are being sued right now because of crypto. Jake Paul, Lindsay Lohan, Soulja Boy, Akon, Neo, Lil Yachty, and so much more. So basically what happened is they were promoting this guy's cryptocurrency to their followers without saying that they were being paid for it. And this guy was arrested. He was charged because it's illegal and it's fraud and it's all these things. And now, basically, if you're a public persona and you post anything on social media without saying, hey, I'm being paid for this, this is sponsored, this was gifted, this was whatever it was, if you're not completely transparent with it, it can come across as fraud. And that's what these celebrities are going through. So they were posting about this crypto. They made it look like they had an unbiased interest in this man's companies. It's a Chinese cryptocurrency entrepreneur named Justin Sun. And he made about $31 million in proceeds because of these celebrities as well. So now all of the celebrities, except for maybe two of them, they had to pay more than $400,000 U.S.
Yeah, you know,
to settle.
The crypto game was really the wild, wild west when it came out. No one knew how to handle it. Everybody wanted to get a piece of the action. And then these celebrities were acting like they were just giving this, like, hey, I just stumbled upon this coin and or this brokerage or whatever. And then people lost all this money in crypto, yours included, yours truly included. And, story for another day. But the point is, you got to be upfront about what you're hawking on social media.
Right. And you trust these celebrities, right? So you're like, they're doing it. I should do it.
Yeah, because I trust Lindsay Lohan with my millions of dollars. Like, my big investments. Yeah, Biebs, tell me what to do with it.
I mean, we're not knocking it.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian got in trouble for the same thing, right?
Yes, not for crypto, but for other products.
Else. Yeah,
She was promoting them and not saying that she was being paid for promotions.
Okay.
So if people are purchasing these because of her, I think it was like those skinny belly tees or tiny tummy tees. Yeah. I can't remember. Something like that.
Yeah.
But if you are not stating that you're being paid for this promotion,
you're going to be in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, Lil Yachty, what should I do with my life savings? You tell me. Like, really? I don't know.
Even me, small influencer, I will post and I'll let you know this was gifted to me. I'm not telling you to buy it, but this is what I got gifted.
Okay.
That's what's trending.
Chum Mornings with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. I got you in the morning. Live from the King City Show Home. Part of the $8.2 million grand prize in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. A Chum 104.5.
I did it.
What?
I finally stumped ChatGPT.
Why?
Stumped it. Oh no, I didn't.
Okay, you didn't. You can't. I don't know if you can. What were you asking it?
I asked it, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
And?
The answer, it just came in, says, the answer to this question is not entirely straightforward since woodchucks, also known as groundhogs, are not known for their woodchucking abilities.
Ah, come on.
Great.
And wood and buying wood for construction's up 40% from last year.
Anyway, yeah,
they didn't add that part, did they? Well, are you ever going to come out of that house, guys?
Well,
is this happen? Did you have a little breakfast there? Did they serve you breakfast there?
We had a chef give us omelets and pastries.
Lovely. Chefing it up in your kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm about to go in the sauna, so I'm not sure what you guys are doing.
Right? Yeah, can we just talk about outside? With the outside, I know there's an outdoor kitchen. There's a hot tub. What else am I seeing when I pull up in front of the house? What am I seeing?
You pull up and you see like a large driveway with that three-car, what do they call, tandem garage?
Yes.
I mean, a lot of cars. There are like 10 cars here. They all fit in the driveway.
That's amazing.
So that's going on.
Right.
Then you have this kind of like granite brick kind of carved out exterior. These are all my technical words. That
That's really good.
I'm not really versed
granite?
In that.
Granite?
Granite, granite, whatever.
It's better than my inside, outside,
granite.
Inside.
It's granite, yeah.
Okay, I don't know what any of this stuff is called.
It's a big porch.
Yeah, okay. The house, complete with all rich stuff and really, really nice interiors. Listen. It's beautiful.
It's fully furnished.
It's fully furnished. And to your point with construction and materials, yeah. You know, you buy a house, you got to do all the renovation. Yeah. You don't have to do any of that here.
Nothing.
It's all ready to go.
Move in. Mm-hmm. Sell all your furniture. Got new stuff.
Yep.
It sounds like a beautiful home. And, you know, you should be in this house, right?
Well, you could be in it virtually. Yeah. We just posted on Insta at Chum1045. Yeah. Azalea did a nice walkthrough.
Azalea.
Showed everyone all the rooms. Did you show them the backyard yet?
We did not. Okay. We're going to make our way out there now that it's a little bit brighter outside.
Okay.
We're going to go on Facebook Live, right?
Yes.
Facebook Live. Yeah. We're going to go on one of the lives, guys. You should be following us on everything anyway. So just follow us on Insta, follow us on Facebook, and at Chum1045. And when we go live, you'll get the live walkthrough of your house.
And I got to show you some of these chairs.
Azalea, you know, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
You know that long table, that long rectangle table with the beige chairs?
Okay.
Are they leather? I'm not sure.
I'm going to go find that rectangle
table. Find out where
they're
from. They're stunning.
Okay. I'm on that.
All right.
I also want to remind everybody, the 50-50 raffle in the Princess Margaret Home Lottery is now at over $5.5 million. Winner takes half. So
there is
a lot of opportunity to be comfy and to upgrade your life in this entire prize package, okay?
Okay.
Get in.
Yeah.
PrincessMargaretLotto.com. And also, if you want to be in to win the $8.2 million grand prize and 20,000 prizes, your ticket has to be bought by midnight tomorrow at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Win situation, of course, benefiting all this life-saving cancer research. This is a win-win scenario. We want to see everyone win, okay? Get it? And have a great day. Bye, guys.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 1045. Podcast.